go visit the snow, they said. It will be fun, they said. Who thinks freezing is fun? Hey! Hey! Eyes on me. 'Cause I can see them drooping. Don't do the whole the snow feels warm routine with me, all right? Hey! Hey! I will drag your ass back if I have to. Don't test me! Why the fuck would I be worried? What's there to be worried about when we're in the middle of some snow-covered forest with barely any reception and no idea how we're gonna get back? Of course it's sarcasm. Jesus! Did you hit your head when he tripped? You did? God, look at me. Let me see those eyes. Damn. Your pupils are dilated. That's... God. Okay. We need to get out of here and find somewhere to warm up. There was a cave back there. It was a shallow cave. Besides, there are no bears here, dummy. Down this part of the country. Hey, can you still walk? Hey! Alright. Alright, come here. What does it look like? I'm giving you a ride. Now get on my back. I've got to do everything myself. Hey, you stay awake, alright? No nap time, got it? Hey! I said no nap time. Tell me a story. I don't care anything. Yeah, that one. Tell me that one. Ugh. That's not true and you know it. Hey. Hey! Keep talking. What do you mean by that, huh? What do you mean I mean? Oh, you know I tease because I love you. I do love you. Hey. Hey, listen to me. I love you, okay? More than anything. You think I'm just carrying you in the middle of a snow-covered forest just because? Shit. Hey. Hey, keep talking to me. Come on. Please. Keep talking. Anything. Tell me about the cat. Yeah, that one. Tell me the story. I know. Just a little longer. I can see the cave. Keep talking. Hey, don't go limp on... Damn it. Hey. 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 Don't do this. Don't sleep now. You can't sleep now. Eyes open. Wake up. There you are. Hey. You're back. You're okay. Hang in there. There you are. Hey, you're back. You're okay. Hang in there. No, it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm scared, okay? Yeah, you finally scared me, see? You can't go back to sleep. You gotta gloat, right? Hold it over my head. Exactly. I'm scared because I'm so madly in love with you, and I don't want you going somewhere where I can't follow, all right? Look at me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I don't think before I speak. These feelings are hard for me. But I love you. I've always loved you, so... Don't you dare think of checking out on me, all right? We need to start a fire. Shit, hey! You need to stay awake, okay? Can you do that for me? Please? Okay. I'll be quick. Hold on, I've got a match somewhere here. Yeah, well, bet you're glad I overpacked now, huh? Okay. Come here. Easy. We gotta get out of these wet clothes. Afraid modesty isn't gonna cut it. Besides, not like I've never seen you in your underwear before. Jesus! You're frozen. Hey! Don't even think about sleeping. Because you've got a head injury and you're frozen. Sleeping is a very bad idea. Help is coming. Someone has to have noticed that we've been gone by now and have called for help. Besides, I think I managed to get a call out before the signal jammed. So look, we just need to warm up and hang in there. I know you are, and you can sleep later, I promise. Look, I'm not a doctor yet, but anyone can tell that you're not in a good state. Yeah, all those late nights studying do pay off. Because I do love you. You know that I do. I'm sorry if I made you feel like I didn't. That was never my intention. I just... Damn it. I've always been able to get me like this. I love you. I know I don't express that as well as I could, but it's true. I love you. Only. So if you die on me right now, I'm gonna have to drag you back and yell at you. I will, though. So eyes open and get closer to the fire. Don't want to get sick now, either. The clothes will dry, and then we can put them back on. Jesus, you're shaking. Come here. It's friction. It'll help generate some heat. Hey, don't fade out on me. I am worried. Well, I'm glad you find this amusing. Nah, I don't care. Not as long as you stay with me. Make fun of me all you want. Just keep talking. Doesn't matter. Can be about anything. Everything. Just talk. Please? Yeah. And what made you think of that? No, I remember. That crappy car of yours. I thought it was gonna blow up in the parking lot. Exactly. Smoke everywhere. No, none of that. Because you're gonna be fine. I know I'm not a doctor yet, but I'll be damned if you leave like this. Keep talking. Come on. I'm here with you. And I'm not leaving you. Shut up. Don't talk like that. Because we're getting out of this, I promise. Hey! Did you hear that? help is almost here. Love? Hey. Hey. No, no, no. Don't you do this. No! Wake up! Wake up right now, goddammit! Here! We're in here! Fine, it's them. They fell and hit their head. It's... Hey, love, open your eyes. Are they gonna be okay? No, I'm fine. Look at them. They need help. Hey. Don't you dare leave. You're awake. They tried. I refused. Because why would I need to be anywhere but here right now? Hey, I said I'm fine. Let's focus on you. You had a concussion, mild hypothermia, dehydration. You were in a rough spot. I've been treated, okay? I'm good. Yeah, well, the bags under my eyes are for you, dummy. Sorry, I was scared. Yeah, really scared. I didn't want to let you out of my sight. Those few hours they treated me were torture. So yeah, I signed out AMA as soon as I could. Lecture me later. Just let me be here with you. You said something back then. That I was mean to you. That you didn't know where I stood with you. No. I do need to talk about it. I need to tell you. You're the most important thing to me, period. And I'm not good with the whole words thing. But I will try to show you every single day just how important you are to me. I love you, okay? Is that clear enough for you? No. Because you still have a concussion, and the doc wants to monitor you. Well, I keep saying I'm not a doctor yet. Just stay put. Please. Love you too. No. Definitely not. I'm thinking the beach. Exactly. Warm and sunny. No, love. No more snow ever again. Now get some rest. Doc will be here soon. 'Cause you're yawning. You need to sleep. Don't argue with me, you know I'm right. Go to sleep, love. Hello everyone, it's Mazarus, the Right Hand of Doom. Thank you all so very much for listening to this audio, which was written by the lovely Lupin Stole My Heart, who has made some amazing scripts in the past. This one is one that I've been eyeing for a long time, and now that it's winter time over here in Texas, I figured I'd go ahead and do it. Had a lot of fun putting it together for y'all, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. In the meantime, I do want to give a shout out to all of you guys who have been watching my audios. It's honestly been really great being able to provide these for you. In the meantime, check out my Redbubble, You'll find new t-shirt designs, new stickers and stuff like that that you can purchase if you'd like. And of course, check out my Patreon if you want to get these audios almost 2 weeks early. And you can also check out my NSFW stuff. Huge shout out to my patrons, starting with Al Song, Ardent Melody, Aurally Orgasmic, Blue Duck, Kate R, Cal, Christmas Artist, Collector of Dead Tree Corpses, Crystal Moreno, Dancer Woman 22, Danny, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Echo, Elvin Semi, Francois Canal, Hypnos, Jack Edgar, Jamie Lay Neal, Janice Coffey, JYMMA, Keith the Cat, Kemi Peel, Lady Tenuville, Mac, Mallory Zadale, Mara, Marlin, Knocked Music, Nikki Two Pins, Inky Horror, Patrick Cyborg, Random Jumble, Ren, Ready Scripts, Rockstar Pancake Hat, Shannon Clark, Solrak, The Demon Queen Aaron, Tierra, Tori David, Trine Ingenritzen, Trinite, Void, Yokai, Zikora, and Zero Key Wolf. You wonderful beings have let me be able to do this, like, longer than I ever anticipated, and your support means the world to me. I want to thank you all so very much for listening to this audio, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. So as always, sweet dreams, and pleasant nightmares.